All right, I'm here at Van Life Collective with Andre.
Yeah, hey, buddy.
And so, yeah, nice to be here.
Yeah,
and I just wanted to ask like a few basic questions for any listeners. What can you tell me about Van Life and what you guys do here?
Yeah, so the Van Life Collective is a shop here in Hood River. We've been here, brick and mortar for about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we started as a custom van upfitting shop.
Right.
Before the shop was open, we were building down at the marina and down on Lincoln Street and kind of bouncing around town where we could. And as we've grown, we've built a new shop. We have 8 employees.
Mm-hmm.
We're still doing custom work. We've also developed a series of products from battery systems to galleys to full build packages that you can install on Sprinters, Transits, and ProMasters.
Okay.
And then we've recently started a rental and demo program.
Okay.
So if you're planning a vacation or you want to come here to kite.
Right.
Or take the van on a trip to Montana or up to Canada, down mm-hmm. to Mexico, you can fly into Portland. We'll drive down, pick you up at the airport, bring you back, run you through an orientation of your van.
Oh, wow.
And it's fully stocked, much like an Airbnb, where all you have to do is bring clothes and hit mm-hmm. the grocery store once you get here.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're off for an adventure. And so then that's the rental side. The demo side is sort of a rent-to-buy option,
mm-hmm.
where if you are looking to build a van or to buy a van, we have vans for sale. We also sell the rental vans eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to take the van for a spin and then end up buying one, then you mm-hmm. get credited back your
the money that
price.
You spent on the rental.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, cool. And so you will go and pick people up at the airport and then bring them here for the rental.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Cool. And so for the for somebody coming in and just wanting to do that, now you mentioned like other states and everything. So like, is there any sort of where could somebody look to sort of like just get into just like maybe where they want to go or what to do first time being in a van?
You know, if you have an idea of where you want to go but you're not sure where to camp, mm-hmm. Overlander is a really good place to start. Also, any BLM land, we really mm-hmm. like dispersed camping.
What is an Overlander?
iOverlander is a website that has a database
okay.
of all sorts of campsites that
okay.
people visit, and it's crowdsourced in the sense that you can look up an area and people will write down like, I've spent time here, I haven't
right.
been hassled, or I tried going here and I was hassled.
Really?
Yeah, so without going to pay for a campsite and look at reviews like that, it's a good way to just get a feel for where you are and
right
and what's available around.
And it's called Overlander?
iOverlander. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, cool. I'll definitely have to link that in the article here. So, and what about like maybe around like in Hood River? Any if somebody were to come here and then rent, is there any sort of like route that you would like besides the Fruit Loop? Because I know that the Fruit Loop is like a kind of a fun thing to do.
Yeah, go drink wine and eat fruit and. That's a good one. You know, going up around Mount Hood is really sweet.
Mm-hmm.
There's really good biking. There's the Timberline to Town Trail.
Right.
I'd say my answer really depends on what folks are coming to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a different experience if you're coming to do a certain sport.
Right.
You know, for biking, there's Post Canyon, there's Timberline, there's down in Sandy, there's out in Lyle. There's a lot of good biking around, and then you know, of course, Hood River's well known for the wind sports. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's really fun to take a van out to Rufus and
mm-hmm.
Arlington, where the swell is bigger and the wind is strong.
Right.
And those are great places. You know, they're a little bit farther. It's a great place to stay overnight, and there's not as much shelter from the wind. So, it's nice to have a van to go out, come back, hang out, have
mm-hmm.
lunch, shelter from the sun and the wind, and then go out for a second session or stay overnight. And then of course there's the event site and the hatch and
mm-hmm.
the places closer into town, which there are a good number of van parking spots locally that are pretty well known. You know,
mm-hmm.
if you cruise to the event site, you can see the daily migration from
right.
the parking lot, and then people leave because you can't stay there overnight, and then you kind of park
How does do you know how the event site works then with the vans? Is it like do you have to pay?
Yeah, so you pay there's a daily fee or hourly, or you can get a pass mm-hmm. for the year. And there's a smaller car, smaller yeah. van rate, and then there's like a bigger RV rate.
Okay.
And that lets you stay all summer long, but you're not allowed to stay at night. So it lets newcomers every day have mm-hmm. have spots and
right.
it keeps things clean and cycles things out.
Right.
And then there's a lot of street parking around that you can't stay during the day. Mm-hmm. So again, you can't just set up camp for 2 weeks. But as long as you wake up in the morning, have your coffee, have your tea, move, go somewhere. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really good for folks that are staying active versus staying in one place.
Sure. So, in speaking of coffee and food, so is that something that can be done in the van, the coffee and the food?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, there's a lot of ways of doing coffee. I've had propane stoves. I've had induction stoves. Hmm. Right now I use a Bodum coffee water boiler, and then either pour over French press, your classics. But I've seen folks install espresso machines. Mm-hmm. If you have a dream, you can always match the power that you need to do it.
Right.
And then it's always a question of space. And with a fridge and a stove,
uh-huh.
One thing that's great about van life is not being tied to needing to check in with a place.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to go somewhere to buy food. You already have it. You can cook it.
Do some people live sort of like all year round in a van then, or?
Yeah, plenty of people do. And my first, off and on for 4 years, but for 2 years consistently, I lived in a van. It was my second van, named Lucille, and
mm-hmm.
it's currently one of our rental vans. And I would bounce around town. I would work out of the van. I had a trailer that had my wood shop in it, so that's kind of mm-hmm. how I got going. And I was able to use the van as a, at that time it was a transitional instrument where I could keep my expenses low.
Mm-hmm.
I was searching for where I was gonna set up shop. I was able to travel to people and really explore
mm-hmm.
without having a tether. So
mm-hmm.
you mentioned earlier that it would be cool to, to not free yourself of your
mm-hmm.
your other job and just do this.
Yeah.
And one of the fears there, and I think a lot of us face this
mm-hmm.
At multiple points in our lives, is that, if we cut our income here, are we going to be able to succeed over there quickly enough to
mm-hmm.
not run out of the cash we need to operate?
Right.
This life costs money. And, vans aren't necessarily inexpensive, but it does give you, it kind of helps with cash flow, because
mm-hmm.
you know what you have into a van, and you can always sell it and recuperate most of that cash later. But then in the meantime, you can work on a project, maybe a new business, and not have those expenses. So
mm-hmm.
you just have that extra layer of freedom to explore, to try,
mm-hmm.
to fail a few times, to keep trying, and then eventually, not run out of time and be able to succeed.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially in this day and age where, real estate prices are going sky high.
Oh, yeah. Real estate's difficult. Rent here, both sides of the river.
Yeah.
Hood River, White Salmon, it's expensive, and there's not that much available. So,
mm-hmm.
If you're coming to town for a month or two and you don't want to commit to a lease,
mm-hmm.
there are Airbnbs and there are some month-to-months, but they're hard to find. And
mm-hmm.
It's just, I really see it as a tool. And there are definitely folks that live, more long-term in a van,
mm-hmm.
and that's another layer of commitment. And, normally I really like seeing people's vans when they live out of them for a long, long time, because they really figured out all the little nooks and crannies and all the things they need and don't need.
How to live with a minimal amount of stuff.
Yeah. And that's a very minimalist way of doing things, which I really respect. I'm not as much a minimalist. I have too much gear for that.
Yeah.
But I like the organization and simplicity that we can get within that.
And how many vans do you have for rent?
Currently four.
Four vans?
Yeah.
And about how much, what's the sort of the the price range on a
van rental? The spread is $175 a night to $200 a night.
Okay.
Yeah, two of them are older Sprinters that are rear-wheel drive.
Okay.
And then two of them are newer Transits that are all-wheel drive. So they're all set up for summer and winter. We don't do AC just because it adds a whole other layer of battery awareness and something that, you know, it's easier left out. But then they do have diesel heaters or gas heaters that are easy to run and good for wintertime, well insulated.
Okay. And are some of them kind of outfitted then for like some of the local sports here, like the windsurfing or the biking or?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, they are. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, we offer bike racks. It's just a small add-on.
Okay.
And then.
You guys put that on?
Yeah, we put that on.
Oh, cool.
And then some of the vans have, you can put a bike inside, which is nice because you don't get as much dust.
So right.
If you go down to Portland, it's not hanging out. You know.
Yeah.
Things to consider there. But yeah, we have in our new Transits, the beds go up and down, and then there's a booth underneath it. Mm-hmm. So you can sit in the booth, have dinner, hang out, and then if you have kids or a second, you know, maybe you're sharing a weekend with a couple, two beds to sleep in.
Yeah.
But then between those, there are these flip-down board racks. We call them the undercover board racks.
Okay.
And they just flip up straight away when not in use, but then they flip down and they're big enough for a surfboard each. There's two pairs, so you can put two surfboards, or two twin tips, or four pairs of skis total.
Okay.
So yeah, they're kind of a multi-use board rack that you just bungee things down or use a ski strap.
Okay.
And that way you can, you know, as the bed goes up and down, your skis just go up and down, and they're not just sitting on the ground.
Right.
You know, getting rusty and getting stepped on, and they get out of the way.
And you mentioned Mount Hood earlier. Is there any sort of place to kind of park around Mount Hood, maybe for wintertime or?
You know, in the wintertime, if you're going skiing up in Meadows, the Sunrise lot is really fun to park in. There's usually a good crew there, lots of RVs and other van lifers.
Is there?
And people have been fires and kids running around throwing snowballs. It's a good time.
Nice.
And occasionally that fills up. You do have to respect where they want you to park.
Yeah.
Just because of snow plows and whatnot.
Sure.
It's something to, when you pull in, it's good to be aware of where you are and what the trend is.
Sure.
And if that's full, you can always go out to Bennett Pass, which is just at the back of the highway. Mm-hmm. And that's a fun place to camp too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And how can somebody get in touch with you here in Hood River? What's the best way?
So the best way is just through our website, thevanlifecollective.com.
Okay.
And all of the links to contacting us, our phone number, as well as van rentals
are all there.
Yeah, it shows our services and vans for rent and for sale.
Okay.
We have a van called the Jade 4 for sale right now.
Okay. Okay. Cool. Well, I think that'll wrap it up for now, and then we'll definitely have to chat again.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much, William.
Yeah. Thanks.